Blog Talk Radio.
God day, and welcome to another segment of Reigning with God. I am your host, Keith Russell Lee, and I am psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced that you are joining me today, especially on this segment as I've been continuing the series. This is, I think, part number 13, which is dealing with imagination, that you have everything you need within you, and looking at the spiritual dynamic of imagination. Now, let me just, by introduction, share with you, I am Keith Russell Lee. I'm the spiritual director and senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment, which have gatherings in Philadelphia as well as the Washington, D.C. area. My sole purpose, my whole aim of life, my reason for being, my raison d'etre in the French, pardon the accent, is to empower people, to equip people that they can live empowered lives, that they can indeed create the life that they desire and they deserve. So that is why Monday through Friday I do these segments. That is why I also send out a daily email. And I teach pretty much every single day, because it's all about empowering and equipping you that you can live an empowered life. Now, as we're dealing with today's segment, as I'm introducing now imagination, these are spiritual faculties. These are spiritual dynamics that are within us. You know, a lot of times we look outside of ourselves for God to do something. And the reality, the fact is that we have everything that we need within ourselves. Now, come on, let's look at this idea of imagination. Now, imagination, first of all, by definition, is, it connotes mental images in the Greek, mental images and manifestations. And my friend, you have the ability to create and experience the life you desire and deserve through the power of imagination, getting mental images and these manifestations. Now, some would say, well, Keith, isn't that kind of, airy-fairy kind of concept? No. Let me kind of break this down for you from a biblical perspective. Imagination works hand-in-hand with the inner dynamic of faith. We've already dealt with faith. And what is faith by definition? Faith is, of course, trusting and taking God at his word. But the passage that we so often use about faith in Hebrews 11th chapter in the first verse shares this, that now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Now, if I'm trusting God, taking God at his word, if I am having to believe God for something, what am I believing God for something? I'm believing God for what I can see in my mind's eye. I have to be able to see that thing develop in my mind's eye. I have to lay hold and claim of that in faith in my mind's eye. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. It's not seen in the material realm, but I get a mental picture of that in my mind's eye. You know, one writer shared, Napoleon Hill shared, that what the mind can conceive and the heart can believe can be achieved. And I want you to think about that, what the mind can conceive. What it would conceive how? Through our imagination, through our mental abilities to see, to get a mental image of what it is. You know, you think about it. Everything that has ever been developed and created first started as a thought, and really based upon imagination. You know, you think about how, a chair, I'm looking at a chair right now. First of all, that chair was a thought in a person's mind. It was in their imagination. They saw it. and then they believed that they could bring it into manifestation. And that is the same way of dealing with anything. It first of all starts with a thought. It starts with a vision. It starts with seeing it in our mind's eye. You know, I want to tell about one of the stories that I love in Genesis 13, as I turn my Bible to Genesis 13. And it's the story of Abram. And Abram, God comes to him and tells him to go and check out this land. And where am I? Genesis, the 13th chapter. And let's look at verse number 14. And the Lord said unto Abram, after Lot had separated from him, lift up your eyes and look from the place from where you are, northward and southward and eastward and westward. Now, at this time, Abraham was wandering. He was in what would be called modern-day Baghdad in Iraq. He was some distance from what would be later called Palestine or Israel. And so he could not actually see it, but yet we have this reference where God tells him to look upward. What is that looking upward? The looking upward is symbolic language of looking unto God, looking into the deeper recesses of our hearts, looking, raising our eyes to see things through our mental and spiritual eyes, through faith and through imagination. Okay? So he is telling them to lift up your eyes and then look to the north, the south, the east, and the westward, right? To look, and look what he continues, says, for all the land which you seeth, for all the land that you seeth. Where was he? He was miles and miles and miles away from what would be the promised land. So he had to see this firstly in his imagination. He had to see it within his imagination. Man. What I'm telling you, folks, is imagination and faith works hand in hand. If you don't have a vivid imagination and can see your life better, then you'll always be where you always are. You know, I've realized that it's not really about faith. It's really about imagination. Albert Einstein said, imagination rules the world. And some people, I've discovered, just don't have imagination at all. They were taught as children, as I was taught and instructed, oh, stop with all those silly dreams. Stop talking about being, doing, and having. And they allowed others to kill their dreams, to kill what they could see for their lives, what they can imagine. You know, see, folks, see, faith is really all about imagination. Because the basics of life God gives us, He's bound by covenant to be able to provide for us. You need faith to do those things that are seemingly impossible. You need faith when you're talking about stretching and expanding yourself beyond where everybody else is. You need great faith to be able to reach to a place where no individual has ever been. And that is what God is calling us to be, to stretch ourselves, to walk in faith. But before you can be able to walk in faith, you've got to be able to see it. You have to be able to see yourself being powerful. You've got to see yourself walking in love, in good health and happiness, walking in success and prosperity, abundance and wealth. If you can't see it, it'll never happen. So many times I talk to people, and they say all the time, you know, Keith, I just can't see myself with being happy. I can't see myself with someone who loves me in a marriage. I can't see myself with wealth. I can't see myself. And they go on and on and on. And the reality is this. They're absolutely right. And it will never manifest in their lives because they cannot see it. You've got to have a mental picture, an idea of what you want. As a matter of fact, let me even go further, step further. Not just in terms of having a picture, you've got to be able to see yourself and play it out in your mind's eye continually until it manifests. that's another lesson for another time. But the point I'm making is that it's important to get this mental picture and image of what it is that you want in your life. With Abraham, for all the land which thou seest, to thee I will give it, and thy seed forever. But you've got to see it. What can you see in your life, my friend? What can you see yourself being, doing, and having in your life today? Again, if you can't see it, it'll never happen. I want to challenge you. I want to challenge you to go deep within your imagination today. During your time of prayer and meditation, I want you to be able to get your notebooks and your journals and begin to craft a vision for your life in prayer and meditation, listening to the clarion call of God's voice, listening to what he would have for you, and saying, Lord, show me what you would have for me. You know, so oftentimes I take time and I do that, and I get in my journal and I just begin to write out all of these things of what I know which is God's highest and best. And my friend, what I want to encourage you to do as you write out those things, begin seeing yourself daily, taking your time when you're in your prayer time, you're in your meditation time, just seeing yourself operating in the fullness, getting that mental picture in your mind. And with you in that, I'm going to share tomorrow actually some techniques on visualization and visual prayer was what I call it. And how you can manifest those things. And as you see it unfold in your mind, it will unfold in your life. As you see it unfold in your mind, it will unfold in your life. But again, you've got to get the mental picture. People ask me all the time, Keith, how did you, you know, come to the point of where you are in terms of the successes in your life and the building of ministries and the doing things? And I share with them all the time. These are the things that I have dreamt of. These are the things I saw myself being doing, having as a teenager. And they're visions that I've held on to. And really, isn't a mental picture all about vision? Isn't it? You know, that's why the Bible says that without vision, the people perish. Because I have nothing to live up to. I have nothing to operate in faith in. If I don't have a vision, I don't need faith. I need faith for my vision. I need faith for me seeing myself, to being able to expand and to be and to lay hold and to lay claim. So I take my faith and I apply it to my vision, and that's what I've done. And folks, as I tell people, you ain't seen nothing yet. You have not seen anything yet in what we are going to be doing in these next 24 months. But listen, I'm going to stop here. Tomorrow I'm picking up on visual prayer. I want to be looking at how important visualization is seeing it and playing it out in your mind and give you some techniques for that. But go ahead and spend some time today in your prayer and meditation and writing out, Lord, give me a vision. Lord, give me the things. And spend some time seeing yourself in your prayers, being, doing, having. If you're dealing with a physical issue, see yourself whole. See yourself complete. See yourself strong. See yourself doing things you have not done before. You know, and so I'm going to be dealing with that those things tomorrow. But now, listen, in this time that I have here, listen, go to my website, krlm.org, krlm.org, and I need you to become a faith partner with me. Folks, I need your partnership. I don't know how to emphatically or clearly say that or emphatically say it even more stronger, what have you. I need your partnership. Please go to krlm.org and make a contribution, plant a seed to help us in this ministry, okay? Well, listen, until tomorrow, live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee. Until next time.